It's time for the emergency break of the week. That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Anyway, I had one bite of that pumpernickel bagel. And then I had to open the door of their Oldsmobile station wagon and get rid of it.
Get rid of it.
What about
because I don't like rye bread. It wasn't anything with their bagels necessarily. I just didn't know what pumpernickel was. Oh, that sounds like a funny name. I'll try that one.
What about a bagel with a little egg and bacon in betwixt? In between.
What? What happened?
I don't know.
Your voice went weird.
I was right between.
You
in between
betwixt.
And in betwixt.
What?
In between.
You sounded like the guy who's running the press conferences in the ALCS.
Okay, right up here.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Yes, it is e-brake time, and it is brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. We'll give you three candidates. You get the vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one comes to us here on this training camp edition of the e-brake from the Dallas Cowboys coaching staff. He is the assistant head coach / defensive backs coach, very popular among players, Al Harris, on the defensive side of the ball. Many wondered if he may be the Cowboys defensive coordinator after Dan Quinn left. He is bumped up to assistant head coach and defensive backs coach. And he was on with the Sweet Spot. They had a great conversation. He was very conversational. He was very comfortable with Sean and with Mino. So comfortable that he just went ahead and dropped an F-bomb on the air.
We've had different coordinators here call plays. Now McCarthy took over play calling last year. Everybody focuses on the mechanics and just how that all happens. Is it easier on the defensive side to call plays?
You know what? I don't think so. Because I'm serious. I think I'd be a hell of an offensive coordinator, man.
It's okay.
Yeah, we're good. Okay. We got delay.
We have delay.
Okay.
We're all good.
He didn't say most words.
I bet you would be a great coordinator.
we're having fun here.
I would kill it.
But you say most words.
Sean laughed.
That is funny.
How quickly did Sean say, "That's okay.
It's okay.
It's okay.
It's fine."
I was repeating what Sean said.
So was I.
Okay. We're good, brother. We're good.
Wait, what did you guys just violate? Each of you had one there.
Nothing.
We'll call that a push.
Let's listen one more time to Al Harris.
We've had different coordinators here call plays. Now McCarthy took over play calling last year. Everybody focuses on the mechanics and just how that all happens. Is it easier on the defensive side to call plays?
You know what? I don't think so. Because I'm serious. I think I'd be a hell of an offensive coordinator, man.
It's okay.
Yeah, we're good. Okay. We got delay.
We have delay.
Okay.
We're all good.
He didn't say most words.
I bet you would be a great coordinator.
we're having fun here.
I would kill it. But
Sean laughs.
Yeah, all right. There is Al Harris, I believe, up for the first time in the emergency break of the week competition. This guy has been a part of it a number of times. He works on the tee box on Saturday morning, our golf show.
Rosengarten again?
Craig Rosengarten. Now, you guys have been doing talk show for a long time. What are some of the reasons why you immediately have to go to break?
If there's a technical difficulty.
That's a good one.
If you're late.
Maybe you're running late. Yeah. Maybe you got a guest coming up.
Yeah.
You got to go ahead and take your break. Have you ever heard a show going to break because someone had to sneeze?
No. Usually you just hit the cough button and sneeze.
That's one way to combat it. Here's Craig Rosengarten.
He did it with Martin Borgmeyer, who's one of the world long drive guys. That would be kind of fun to watch.
Okay,
watch
maybe.
Those guys just rip it. Yeah. I mean, there's five or six of them on here so far.
So we'll see. We got to go because I got to sneeze. Coming up next. By car talk.
Okay.
Oh, God, I thought I had this.
This is Sports Radio 96.7.
Wait. What was his tease there at the end?
I have no idea. Look, something about car talk?
Car talk?
Is that what he said? Or cigar talk?
When do we run car talk right after the tee box?
One more time.
He did it with Martin Borgmeyer, who's one of the world long drive guys. That would be kind of fun to watch.
Okay, maybe.
Those guys just rip it. Yeah. I mean, there's five or six of them on here so far.
So we'll see. We got to go because I got to sneeze. Coming up next. By car talk.
Okay.
Oh, God, I thought I had this.
This is Sports Radio 96.7.
Dakar talk?
Horrible dismount.
I don't know.
Dracar
talk? Why would they be talking about a 1980s cologne?
I don't know.
Well, there he is, Craig Rosengarten as candidate number two. Candidate number three, E.A. Azad, who was working on, we think this comes from Sunday. Azad. This was this past weekend.
It was this past Saturday.
Something is being fed down the line from California. So he tells Travis and Jay, he tells Jay, who is in the control room, that he's got to stop talking because, like, here's the headphone thing with EA again. He didn't want to put on his headphones so he could take in this feed. And let's just listen to this on-air confusion.
Really shocked that Daboll isn't a little bit higher on that list. I could see that whole entire thing just crumbling in. I'm not sold by Hard Knocks this year. I love the Hard Knocks offseason. I still think that that franchise is in a mess.
I don't know.
What are you talking about, EA? They're on a different channel.
Sorry, I won't talk.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to go to break because I'm not going to talk by myself for 2 minutes. Why can't he talk?
Doing things right now, I need to hear them.
You can do that in preview with this headset on.
Yeah, where's your headphones, pal? Sorry, I have 2 minutes here, EA. Let me have these 2 minutes, please. So, like, yeah, I don't totally...
Continue with your little segment.
Yeah, my little segment. Let me finish it off.
He's kind of changed here and said, stop talking.
They're in the middle of a show, right?
Yes.
So okay, listen, I'm an excellent broadcaster.
Why did he say that?
I guess he was trying to take something in from California down the line, but he couldn't do it. He couldn't just put on his headphone and listen in like another channel.
He doesn't like wearing headphones?
I guess not. I guess, does EA just never wear headphones?
Varies day to day.
Yeah, he will, but yeah, it's not.
He just didn't feel like it then.
It was just really funny.
Confusing for the listener here. And us, too. I still don't know exactly what happened.
Could y'all see Sonair product right now?
Saad had been doing the show with Travis from California, but he got up from the table because somebody was recording an interview down the line. So Jay, as the producer, was continuing the segment with Travis. But if you turn the mic on in here in the control room and you don't have your headsets on, then, yeah, you can't hear anything coming down the line.
Okay, that's a whole lot for the listener to understand because I barely understand it. But here it is one more time.
Really shocked that Daboll isn't a little bit higher on that list. I could see that whole entire thing just crumbling in. I'm not sold by Hard Knocks this year. I love the Hard Knocks offseason. I still think that that franchise is in a mess.
I don't know.
What are you talking about, EA? They're on a different channel.
Sorry, I won't talk.
Okay. Well, then I'm just going to go to break because I'm not going to talk by myself for 2 minutes. Why can't he talk?
Doing things right now, I need to hear them.
I can do that in preview with his headset on.
Yeah, where's your headphones, pal? Sorry, I have 2 minutes here, EA. Let me have these 2 minutes, please. So, like, yeah, I don't totally...
Continue with your little segment.
Yeah, my little segment. Let me finish it off.
Okay, we need that for a drop. Doing things right now, need to hear them.
Doing things right now.
EA is so great. Love EA. All right, so
what did you equate him to? A bear ripping through a campsite looking for marshmallows?
Let's go! All right, is it Al Harris, Craig Rosengarten, or EA?
888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the air. Who wins the e-break?
This is Cruz in Alito. Did George attend the media party? 888-787-1310.
He did not.
But it's not till next week.
That's
so
true.
It's not really that great a stand.
I'll vote for number two.
Who do you vote for?
Number two.
Oh, number two. Craig. Okay, thank you. Hi, you are on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Hi, users.
Hey.
God almighty.
Hey, I don't know if you guys know this or not, but somebody took over your radio show for like 3 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, we were on vacation.
Oh, okay. Well, if you guys win that award you're up from, I guess you'll only be 14 majors behind me.
Okay. You salvaged what was a really wheels-off call.
And the winner is?
The winner is that wind garden, so cord garden.
Okay, okay. Thank you. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins e-break?
I'm calling in to vote for the e-break on the Joe Muser show that I've been listening to since day one when I was a sophomore in high school in Denton, Texas in 1994, and even fell in Musers on a remote when they were on from 2 to 5 in the afternoon at the Culture's Barbecue in Denton, Texas, and I would record and tape all the funny Ruby Bolts and Tom Polery bits and listen to them as I drove around Denton in my 1984 Volkswagen Jetta, and the Musers have been entertaining me ever since. I'd like to vote for number two.
That is great.
All right. Hello, you're on the ticket, AM, FM, and the stream.
Oh, yeah. Oh, happy Friday, Musers.
Happy Friday.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Next.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Everything.
Hey, I'd like to vote for Craig Rosengarten, if you may. My issue, a hot sports opinion, I don't think anybody's really talking about. It'll be really quick.
Okay.
All right.
I think Jerry, the owner.
Okay,
all
next
right,
call.
That's enough of that.
Thank you.
Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
There is no way I'm up for another G-break.
It's not called a G-break. Thank you, Craig.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves
Craig
Rosengarten, five straight to win it.
He did it with Martin Borgmeyer, who's one of the world long drive guys. That would be kind of fun to watch.
Okay,
watch
maybe.
Those guys just rip it. Yeah. I mean, there's five or six of them on here so far.
So we'll see. We got to go because I got to sneeze. Coming up next. By Car Talk.
Okay.
Oh, God, I thought I had this.
This is Sports Radio 96.7.
Why is it so funny to hear Eli talking about Martin Borgmeyer?
I don't know. That was a funny way to start it off. Oh, man. Craig has won it again. How many is that for Rosengarten?
That is Craig Rosengarten's 31st e-break win. He is now 106 behind the all-time leader Norman. Shut up, I'm doing things, Hitzkus.